impressions on what happened on Friday?
Yeah, I think coming out of the bye week, I thought we had a great plan. We started fast. Unfortunately, we had our first, I think we scored on our first three possessions. One of them led to a touchdown. The other two, we were only able to get field goals. And then so that was good coming out. That was something we had really worked on hard. And then I think defensively, it was a similar situation. We had our first two possessions were two punts by Harvard, and then over the next three, we gave up two really long plays in the pass game over a five play set, and next thing you know, we're looking at we're behind the scoreboard 14-13. And then I thought we kind of settled in a little bit. The offense had a great drive. They went down right before the half, kicked a field goal, and then we come out first play of the second half, and you kind of felt like the momentum was kind of shifted back in our favor. And then, we turned the ball over on the first series. Subsequently, the defense did a great job. We went four and out. We held them, and whenever you go four and out like that, obviously the offense is going to be in a backed up situation. And unfortunately for us, they kind of flipped the field there. So. It was just a battle of attrition, and I think they did a good job making adjustments in the second half. We were off defensively for them, and offensively for us, we kind of became one dimensional. We weren't able to really establish the ground game, and kind of put us behind a little bit. So,
All right. First question this morning from Roger Brown. Go ahead, Roger.
Garrett, how are you, sir?
how you doing, Roger?
Doing well. Doing well. It's a step up from Santos for sure.
Yeah.
Regarding the defense, in your mind, what has been better this year from last year? Number one, and then if you could talk a little bit about the challenges the defense will face at Elon, please.
Yeah, I think having Wandae Owens back there has been huge. I think having a veteran, captain at Yale, experienced all Ivy League player. He's very intelligent, and really is able to steady the ship from the back end's perspective. And that was something that I think we lacked a little bit over the last couple of years. And we've always prided ourselves in having somebody back there that's able to control the calls. They're in charge of a lot of things in the defense. We're a very check-driven system. We always want to try to put ourselves in the best situation. So I think having him in the back end has really helped us kind of allow the defensive front to go to work. And I think it's just an education piece. It's more about teaching the guys in the back, like, hey, we have a great defensive line. We have the ability to get after the quarterback, but we really need to make sure that we're keeping things in front of us. And we've done a much better job with that this year. And I think it started to starting to show in some of the production that we're having. And then in terms of Elon, they very explosive on the perimeter. We're not going to be looking at records. We're very familiar with Coach Trishiani and how he gets his guys to play. And I think these last 4 years, or the last four times we've played, we've swapped wins home and away. So, I don't think the record's an indication of any talent that they have. I think they're going to be a hungry team. They're going to be looking, to get back off of their bye week with a big win. And I think, we need to do a good job stopping the run and being prepared for whichever quarterback comes out of that huddle for us. So, and then controlling, number four is an explosive player. I feel like he's been in the league longer than I have. He's been around forever. And they're going to try to find ways to get him the ball, and I think defensively, if he put some stuff on film, that'll allow them to feel like they have some things that they can exploit. So we have to do a really good job with our eyes and be disciplined.
And just one quick follow-up there. Are there two quarterbacks similar in styles, vastly different, or what are their skill sets like?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think the offense is going to change drastically with either one of them in there. We actually, when we played Western Michigan, I believe Jack was the starting quarterback in that game when we played. So we have a little bit of familiarity with him, from a couple years ago. Obviously, the personnel is a lot different, scheme's a little bit different, but They're two veteran guys that, he had some experience at Western, and did a nice job coming in relief last week. And then, Matt, I think started 15 or 16 games over the course of his career. So, extend plays, they're gonna put the ball in their explosives hands. And then, obviously, Coach Trishani's offenses have been ones that are, very run driven. I think that both backs are explosive, and we need to do a good job making sure we fit our runs up, and we fit the gap schemes up, and then we keep our eyes where they need to be in the pass game.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jared, going back to Friday, you mentioned some of the big plays Harvard was able to hit to get back in the game. The first half, several of those were ones where it looked like you had the quarterback pinned down and you were getting ready to make a big play, and he was able to get loose, sort of extend the play, and then hit the big play. How frustrating is that as a defensive coordinator?
Oh, extremely. I mean, if you look at it from, and obviously ifs and buts, but we really had two bad plays in the first half, and they both, one ended up being a touchdown, and the other one was a 50, 51 yard X play that led to another touchdown. And when you look at it, you have 10 guys doing the right thing, and it's unfortunate that, the free safety is highlighted in both of those plays, but at the same time, he just needs to have his eyes in the right place. And it was a game plan. It was part of the game plan going in. We knew both quarterbacks were very elusive in the pocket, like to extend plays, like to get off their were very good off script. And we made it a point of emphasis how we were going to structure calls defensively, to play some base zones and allow our defensive line, where we felt like we had an advantage up front, just with an experience level. And it's unfortunate that, one bad eye placement on a specific call, and it fortunately for them, they found it, and unfortunately for us, we weren't able to get it down. Yeah, it's frustrating. I think the kids bounced back. I think that we, didn't feel great after the game, but when you watch the film and you look at it, there's a lot of teachable moments on tape, and there's some things that happen with experience, and hopefully, going through those growing pains, we can continue to learn and not make those same mistakes going into league play coming up here.
It was a big, big night for Flex Ruiz. Three and a half tackles for loss. He had a sack and caused a lot of disruptions on plays that he didn't post the numbers to talk about the night he had.
Yeah, I think, he it was funny. We were now that we have the ability to look at the plays almost in real time as they happen in between series. We felt like there was a physical advantage for him up against their left tackle, and he has, obviously he has a few different moves that he likes to go to, but we just said, hey, we think that you can take control of him from a physical perspective. Just keep it simple. Be aggressive, play with low pad level, push the pocket, and he was able to really be disruptive. And I think he's somebody that works really hard at it. He takes a lot of pride in his craft, and I think he goes out there every day, and he's a great leader for the young defensive lineman. So it was nice to see him kind of get some statistics, and have his hard work kind of pay off for him.
Before I let you go, just want to touch on the night Nick Mazey had for you, the 52-yarder, career longest at New Hampshire in 15 years or so, and then also hit a 43-yarder. Just talk about the night that he was able to have, and having a kicker that you can rely on from that kind of distance.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a catch 22, right? When your field goal kicker's having a career day, it's not always a great thing. I thought the offense did a good job getting us in scoring situations. Unfortunately, we weren't able to capitalize, and the receiving core and Seth did a nice job putting us in situations to put some points on the board. And then when it came time to kick field goals, Coach Della and Coach Santos, they had a yard line that they felt was comfortable. I mean, Harvard Stadium is kind of a weird wind there. It swirls a little bit. It's my first time being there. They knew that he had the leg from that distance from pregame, and then he nailed it. It's nice to have that kind of reliability on the back end, and somebody that you can trust to kick anywhere between, now our 54 and in. And he's a hard worker too. I think he did a great job in the off season. He put himself in a position to be successful, and it's nice to see him have the success. So
All right,
hopefully
Gary.
it's more on extra points and not field goals. But yeah, he's doing a good job for us.
All right, Gary. Thanks so much for your time today and filling in for Rick, and safe travels to Elon.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.